Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Bertie O'Connor from Kerry. His son James was stillborn in 1983, and in memory of his son, Bertie would like to erect a plaque at the site of where baby James was buried. Bertie is with us on the line today. Bertie, just tell us maybe first of all a little bit about baby James.
Good afternoon, Andrea. Yeah, baby James was born on the 8th of July 1983, so we just celebrated his 41st anniversary.
Yeah.
And I applied to Kerry County Council under the cemetery bylaws to erect the plaque. Now, this little graveyard, just to give a bit of background, was part of the old workhouse. It was the old workhouse graveyard. And afterwards, it became St. Catherine's Hospital, County Hospital for Kerry, and later it was acquired by Kerry County Council, where they have their offices, Áras an Cúnta. So, having applied, I thought it'd be straightforward. I got my plaque made up to be told that there were a number of items that the general public might find objectionable. And one of those included an angel, a neonatal angel, and the other one was the headstone, a depiction of the headstone from the family plot in Ballyduff, which has a Gaelic inscription and also an Ohem inscription.
So you want to put the plaque, though it's at the graveyard. Am I understanding you correctly, Bertie?
It is at the sickle. That's where he was buried, in the back of the workhouse, and then the back of St. Catherine's Hospital when James passed away.
So he's
at the only baby that's buried there, Andrea.
Okay, there were a number of others, were there, Bertie?
Oh, yeah. The hospital took, St. Catherine's took it over in 1934. So it only closed in 1984. So you're talking 50 years of miscarriages, stillbirths, and neonatal births.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so would be the site that a lot of listeners in Kerry and the area, surrounding areas would know, Bertie. It's now one of the county council offices.
Correct.
Yeah. And what you want and what you want to do is you want to just to put up or to erect a little plaque with baby James's name. And what else did you want to put on the plaque, Bertie?
Yeah, there were three depictions. One was from his memorial stone from the family plot in Ballyduff. The other one was an angel, depiction of an angel. And the third one was the headstone, a depiction of the headstone from the family plot also, which had a Gaelic and Ohem inscription. And they were the ones they found objectionable. It's a tiny little plaque, 500 millimetres square.
Oh, so it's quite small, Bertie.
Like a floor tile or a wall tile.
It's small. It's a small little plaque that you...
It is,
And where did you want it to put it? Was it actually inside the building or outside?
No. It would be in the graveyard itself. This graveyard is located at the back of county buildings.
Yeah.
But the problem is, in 1994, the council moved their machinery yard from another premises to the rear of their county buildings, which is adjacent to this little graveyard. And from what I can see, they have encroached on the graveyard.
And you've been told—is it by the county council that you can't erect this plaque?
Yeah. It's the environmental sector. Now, I subsequently found out.
Now, just bear with me one second, Bertie. There, just bear with us for one second. Just the line, Oh, no, you're back. You're back. It's okay. So, sorry, you've been told by the environmental section that you can't erect this plaque because of. Have we lost Bertie? Just bear with us, if you don't mind, for a moment. I'm talking to Bertie O'Connor here from County Kerry. As he said, his son, who was stillborn July 41 years ago, 1983, he wants to put up this plaque at the site in his memory. But you've been told by the council, Bertie, that you can't do that.
Yeah, that's it, is the problem. Now, having checked the cemetery bylaws for County Kerry, only came into force in 2018, I find that graveyard is not mentioned in their schedule of graveyards. So technically, they have no authority to prevent me from erecting that little plaque. And I've gone ahead and erected it.
Oh, have you? You've put it up?
Oh, I have, yeah.
Yeah.
I put it up last Monday on the 41st anniversary of James's passing.
And I'm sure that was a very emotional day, Bertie. You know, we didn't aside from the dealing with the council and the plaque, I'm sure it was an emotional day for you and the family.
Well, it certainly was. Mm. And see, Andrea, the difficulty is you have no free access to that little graveyard. I have to go into county buildings, identify myself, wait for somebody to take me to the little cemetery. The last day, that day that I was erecting the plaque, I was waiting 40 minutes for somebody to be available. You're escorted down. The gate is locked. They open the lock with a fob. They escort you down to the graveyard. Now, they will give you privacy, but their lights are round until you're finished whatever you're doing. And they escort you back up again.
So it's not very private.
So there's no
private.
Free access.
Yeah, there's not a very private time, Bertie. If you wanted to go, we'll say, this afternoon for whatever reason, you have to go up and nearly get approval or wait for somebody to let you in. At the council to do it,
now,
yeah.
I got an email from them, and from 10:30 in the morning till 12:30, I can visit, supervised, and from 2:30 to 4:30.
And is there a reason why it has to be a supervised visit?
There is, because what happened in 1994, they took over that section as a machinery yard. Now they're saying it's a working yard, and I suppose for insurance purposes or whatever, but they've extinguished the right of way to the graveyard. I don't know how legal that is. And the footpath is still there, the old footpath that we used to go down.
But for health and safety or insurance purposes, because there's a lot of large-scale machinery, is it? They have to have...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Now,
well,
in the whole lot, I put it this way, Andrew, there isn't a whole lot of activity there. It is a council site, so... I'm not too busy.
Right. Oh, well, right. Okay. But I take your point. It's that you'd like to be able to go whenever you feel free, Bertie, and not just between 10:30 and 12:30 in the morning.
Because, yeah. When it was under the control of the hospital, we used myself and Marion, my late wife, you could visit at any time.
Mm. But either way, that doesn't deal with the situation with the plaque, because you've put the plaque up, but... This is in contravention to the laws, the bylaws.
Well, yeah, that's their understanding of those laws, but my understanding is different. But we just have to wait and see what happens next.
And it's because of the inscription and the script is that's really why it's the three parts of the plaque, isn't it? That's sort of the issue.
It is, but they have never explained fully what they said when I asked them to clarify that situation. They stated that all signage and they say, number one, it's a public space, which is questionable if the public need permission to get in there. They say, since it's a public space, that all signage and plaques have to reflect that, whatever that means. I don't know, Andrea, what that actually means.
But were you not told, did you not say, that because there was a little angel inscription on the plaque, that was part of the issue?
Well, yeah, I was told that initially, and I assumed then it was on religious grounds, so I emailed them, and they said, no, it wasn't on religious grounds, but they never explained on what grounds they were refusing it.
So, the predicament you're in at the moment, Bertie, what are you going to do, or what can you do?
All I can do, I have the plaque erected on the site, and I just wait for the council. Now, if they feel they have the authority and that they're working within the bylaws, they can actually remove that plaque. So I'll have to take a different route in it. That is the situation.
Okay.
But, Andrea, there's a more disturbing fact that you can imagine from 1934 to 1984, the number of burials that have taken place there. Now, in 2021, a geophysical survey of the site took place, because you have to remember this is a famine graveyard. There are reportedly 900 famine victims already buried here. But having studied the geophysical survey map, where we were told that the babies were buried, there is no soil disturbance. There are no burials there.
Okay, okay.
And this is what I'm worried about.
Okay.
Actually,
now, we've contacted Kerry County Council ourselves here, Bertie, to see what the situation is.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting to hear back from them. But I understand from local reports in Kerry that that the council were willing to work with you, were happy to try and find a resolution. Because I know it's an emotional ordeal for you and the family. Have you heard anything back from the council since?
No, nothing back from them. But they have never replied to my emails in respect of that, the clarification for me. Certainly, Andrea, it's a very sensitive issue, and that's why I was reluctant to go public with it.
I know.
I always felt there'd be mothers or grandmothers listening, and to strike a chord with them.
I know it wasn't easy for you to chat about this today, and in your own circumstances too, Bertie, in memory of your own son James as well, as you said, on the 41st anniversary in July 1983, when he was born, stillborn. Listen, Bertie, if we get any update from Kerry County Council, I'll make sure we'll give you a shout and let you know. And in the meantime, if there's any resolution or communication from them, you might let us know what the upshot of all of this is. Listen, Bertie, it was lovely to chat to you today, and thanks a million for getting in touch with us. That's Bertie O'Connor there in County Kerry. I know a lot of people, I think, just really did strike a chord with a lot of our listeners, just feel could the plaque not stay there, and is there not some way they could find an arrangement with the council? Now, the local reports in Kerry say that the local authority is happy to meet and chat to Bertie and seek a resolution, because I've no doubt it's a hugely emotional situation for Bertie, and I'm sure many other families too.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday,
brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.